Believe it or not, because the Canucks lost the final game in the Stanley Cup playoff, tens of thousands of fans rioted in the streets of Vancouver. Richard Lamb is a freelance photographer who works for Getty in Vancouver and covered the riots in this normally tranquil city. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, look, I've visited Vancouver on several occasions, always enjoyed it, thought it was wonderful. And on the telly last night, I couldn't believe that the scenes I was seeing were Vancouver rather than, I don't know, Damascus or somewhere.
Yeah, I guess it's product of mob mentality and a lot of alcohol.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I believe. Well, from my standpoint, I think so, yeah.
And where were the fans, where were they watching the game before they went on the rampage?
Right where, sort of where it started. I mean, I was inside shooting the game. You know, it wasn't until a colleague of mine that was beside me who was getting updates from his newspaper that, you know, there was trouble in the streets, that right where one of the big viewing screens were, the city decided to bring people into the downtown core and celebrate, you know, the feat that the hockey team has done. It's been 17 years since they got to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So they set up these large viewing screens where people could watch and, you know, enjoy and celebrate on the street. Everything was fine up until last night.
And then there's a photo amidst the violence, the rampaging and the police confrontation. There's a photo that I understand is going viral on the net this morning.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
That you've taken. And I think you're better off describing it than me.
So, you know, after shooting the game the press conferences after, decided to go out onto the street with another colleague to help a colleague that went out earlier from our agency, just because I knew that the violence and the stupidity was spreading not just in one small area. It was, you know, spanning, you know, a good 4-6 block radius. So,
but what did you spot, Richard? What was it that caught your eye?
As I was watching the TV inside as this was unfolding, it just knew that, you know, there are multiple sites of cars being lit on fire.
Richard, I've got a minute till the news. What did you spot?
Sorry. So I saw this. I saw a couple or two people on the ground that were hurt, which I thought after the riot police went through. And it wasn't until I went back to the and gave my cards to the editor that they... I was told that it was a couple kissing, and I couldn't believe it until I saw it from my own eyes.
So we've got riot police with shields and batons and weapons and helmets, people hurling bottles, pelting them, fighting in the street, and in the middle of it, and spotlit in the middle of it, are a couple in a passionate clinch, lying on the ground, wrapped in each other's arms, whilst people are rioting all around them. It's an extraordinary photo.
Oh, thank you. But I didn't. It only caught my eye because it was an empty street and there's two people on the ground, riot police on one side, riot police on the other. So, and then again, until afterwards I was told that they were in a passionate embrace.
And it wasn't staged?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's amazing. Congratulations, Richard. Thank you. Freelance photographer at the Vancouver Riots, working for Getty.